I was in acting for another year and still doing my other job. But then when they advertised the job, I thought, well, I had enjoyed both the CEO and the, I enjoyed the, being the associate general manager and mm-hmm. in charge of the proposal development and in charge of tech transfer and the grants and contracts administration and special programs. Mm-hmm. So it was a little hard decision, should I apply or not? But I thought, well, if I apply, that I have a great team, and that gives me even more chance to look ahead and kind of see what the future, to contribute to the future of the foundation. And it's a new challenge, and I'd had new challenges all along the way, so
right.
I thought, well, I'll apply.
Yeah.
And I think someone told me, Freya, you might be too nice, but please apply anyway. And so I thought, well, okay, I'm going to apply. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it's me, I'll do a good job. I know I can do a good job.
Right.
And if it's not me, then I'll help whoever mm-hmm. gets it. And I did get the job. One of the first things, I really cared a lot about the faculty and mm-hmm. their grants and managing their grants, you know, giving the best service we could to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that there were a couple things that I wanted to do right away or get started. And one was I wanted to, we had wonderful faculty in the biosciences. And
right.
they wanted a building, and we had never done a building on campus, but that's where it really needed to be, or we'd never really done that. So we, again, working with Steve Bloom, who was in charge of the property thing, we worked with the university, and I feel really good about, we got the Bioscience Center building done, and it's, you know, I've been back for the, it was finished, Darlene Shiley contributed some to it. We've had other contributors, and we you know, borrowed the money to do it, and so I felt really good about that. And another area that I wanted to do was a marine lab, a coastal waters lab down. And so we cooperated with the Geological Survey, mm-hmm. and they had a facility down there, and we built a marine lab right next to their facility, and our faculty are cooperating with them. So those are a couple things that I definitely wanted to do. And we were able to get more money back to the faculty to help them with their seed money on their grants. And I think those were a couple of highlights during the time I was CEO. And we were able to get, at one point, we got the grants up to $150 million. And,
wow.
And for SDSU and for faculty. And a lot of that was faculty grants. In the earlier days, there had been some of these big major foundation-generated projects, but we were able to do that. So those were really good things. And during this period, while I was CEO, the university got named number one small research university
right.
in the country.
Right.
And then also, even better in a way, is we got classified as the doctoral research university with high research activity and productivity, which is really an honor.
Yes.
So, you know, I was really, really pleased with that. Those are some of the things that I enjoyed, you know, while I was CEO. And we did a lot of, it was sort of a period of change, too, with the foundation becoming even closer to the university than it had been in the past. I served on President Weber's cabinet,
mm-hmm.
Worked with, there was a new, Jim Cobble retired, and I had been working closely with him, and new Tom Scott came in as vice president of research, and He had come again from a place where there wasn't a foundation, but he quickly realized that there are advantages of the foundation. So, and I think really helped in providing funds to the university and being really involved, very closely involved with the university. So those were some key things.
Well, you were there through 2006?
Until 2006,
yeah.
Right.
Wow, that's 1969 to 2006.
Right.
So clearly you helped it to grow and you nurtured it. And you.
I did my small part, but you know, when you think of all the good people there and the support that they did give over the years, that's... I was fortunate to be able to, and I just lucked into that job. I had mentioned earlier about the carpet and drapes, and clearly after 2 years, I decided that the kids were in school, and I didn't need the carpet and drapes anymore, but it was a good thing.
That's really good. Okay, I'll just put it on, and you just go.
Okay. But one of the other big projects that was going on, a very big project, was the redevelopment project surrounding campus. And that had started in the, I think, the early 90s with Tom Day and Harry Albers. And it was, and the foundation by that point had already bought quite a bit of the property surrounding campus, not all of it, but... And plans were being made, and because of the economy at some point in the 90s, we had to pull back and not do too much. And then a little later in the 90s, before Harry left, it was going pretty well. And even when I became CEO, it was going pretty well. We were very close to being able to, we had the financing, and we were very close to being able to do this project, which would have been putting shops and student housing and mixed use. And you know, as you come up the hill, the college, what it looks like.
Yes.
And it was going to make that a really thriving, fun place. Movie theater that the arrangements would be used for classrooms when it wasn't movies. And just a lot of really nice things. And so I guess one of the disappointments I had as CEO was it ended up not being able to go forward. And there were some, it's left now with the university to do what they're able to do in the future. So I guess my hope for the future is that all of the work that went into getting ready for that and the properties that were bought by the foundation on behalf of the university, that that in the future that is going to happen. And it may not be exactly the way it was planned, but it would be the same idea, I'm pretty sure. So so that was going on while I was CEO, too.
And tell me about your family during all of this time.
Okay. Well, I feel almost too much blessed or something, because the family has always been really supportive, and even after my first husband and I divorced, the family's been very supportive, and so has he and his partner have been very supportive, and my husband, Bill Feeney, has been super supportive too, and he was a faculty member at San Diego State in the College of Business. He retired about 9 years before I did, and I think what happened was I had been CEO for about 6 years, and I was driving home from work on a Saturday, and I could remember the exact time somebody had told me that when you're ready to retire, you'll know it. And I was thinking, well, I really feel good about the years I've had as CEO and the years I've had before that. Mm-hmm. And my husband's been very patient with me while he's been retired, and we both love to travel. And fortunately, he had been able to travel with me to some of these trips. He had traveled when we met with the Perez Institute, and I spoke at a workshop. I spoke on a panel with another Nobel Peace Prize winner, and then he was there when we went to Ramallah for a council meeting. You heard about that,
yeah.
Yeah, with all of the 7 Peace Prize winners.
And
so he was always very supportive, although he did buy me a guitar, because he knew that I played the guitar a little bit earlier in my life for the kids. And he bought me some watercolors in case I was ready to do painting, which I'd done some of. And he bought me a red hat in case I wanted to be one of the
red hat ladies.
He said, no pressure, but you know, when you're ready.
That's
so
great.
So at any rate, he's very supportive. And in terms of the family, I guess what I would say is, well, even the family, when I was going to get my MBA with Frank, my first husband, Frank Slater, I started my classes at 4, and I'd get home around 7, and then I'd make dinner, and after about a couple weeks, he said, I think that you kids can each have a night for dinner, and that way it'll be ready when Mom comes home. So for several years, they did dinners, and even my son learned how to cook and share the recipe with the neighbor. And the kids used, at some point, a lot of them were going to San Diego State, and my son Steve was on the baseball team with Tony Gwynn, and he used to bring his bats into my office, and Harry used to tease me about all these kids coming in and out of my office. But you know, I was able to share things with the family, and they were really good about it. So, and I will say this about San Diego State University. I have seen a lot of changes.
Yes.
I mean, thinking back to when I was a student,
right,
and what the campus looked like, and,
right,
and now what the campus looks like, and even the students and the faculty, their dress code is way different
I'm aware of that.
And as a matter of fact, some years ago, even before now, I can remember a faculty member coming in with his proposal, and he was on a skateboard and wearing, and it was a skateboard he had designed, and so it was from engineering. I've seen these huge changes in the professionalism and the look and everything. I've always really been a part of San Diego State University, and my family,
right.
And I'll end with my family. I think right now I have, well, my dad was a professor,
right,
and he was chosen to be the distinguished professor of the CSU system.
That's
before,
right,
I retired. And then my husband was a faculty member there, and right now, and I got my couple degrees there, and my sister got her degree there, and I have four of them got their degrees there. I have to count, and a son-in-law, or anyway, and then right now I've got a nephew who just graduated, another nephew who's there, and four grandkids who are at San Diego State, and another niece that's coming on her way. So I figure it is a great school, and we're, you know, I just look forward to hearing lots of more good things about it in the future.
Well, clearly you have made great contributions there as well, and I'm so glad that I have this opportunity to speak with you and to share and making this your oral history, and thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome.